The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
The reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come to pass when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'the time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky." The Gospel of the Lord. Our Lord begins by speaking of the destruction of the temple that we know took place in 70 AD. And they ask him, when is this going to happen? And what does he immediately allude to? What does he speak of primarily? The end of time and all of the things that will anticipate the end of time before our Lord Jesus Christ comes again in glory. Now, when they ask him, when is the temple going to be destroyed? Why would he go to the end of time? My brothers and sisters, what does our Lord say will happen when the Son of Man comes? He says, "Will I find any faith on the earth?" The church will enter into the greatest trial she has ever faced. The church, the temple of his body. There will not be one stone left upon another. The faith of many will be shaken. He alludes to the spiritual church, his body. And what does he say will precede this all down through the ages? He says two things. People will come and say, "I am he, and the time has come. Do not follow them." So I was thinking about that. I was praying my rosary last night, and gosh, the time has come. How many times have we heard that? I mean, in the last 30 years, over and over. I think the last one was last March. Right? You're driving down the street, you see billboards, the end of time is going to be March 21st. And actually, I heard Thanksgiving, so be prepared, right? A couple days from now. But I thought, when has anyone ever said, "I am he"? And so I thought, I wonder what the fathers of the church said about that line. St. Athanasius. He said, "The devil is the hateful inventor of evil. What he himself is, he conceals, but craftily assumes a name desirable to all." Right? He hides himself but appears to be something or someone else that is good. In every heresy, the devil says in disguise, "I am Christ." In every heresy, the devil says in disguise, "I am Christ." And I thought, of course. How many people have been led astray all down through the ages when someone denies something of the church, breaks away from the church, and people follow him or her? Because, oh, Christ is really there. And they separate themselves from his body. What is a heresy? This is what the Catechism says. It is an obstinate post-baptismal denial of some truth that the Catholic Church says must be believed. A denial that is post-baptismal, after someone is baptized, but not any denial, but one that is obstinate. That when someone comes to discover, oh my gosh, that's what the Church really teaches, and they choose to remain in heresy, they break away from the Church interiorly, even if they remain active in the church. How important it is in the times that we live, when so many church-going Catholics even are in heresy without even knowing it. And how essential it is that we know the faith so that we can bring them back to the fullness of the truth and to protect ourselves. That we not be one of those stones that is separated from the body, the church.